With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump set to announce a new round of tariffs this afternoon. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has the report.
The president has labeled today Liberation Day, and his spokesperson, Caroline Leavitt, says the message is simple.
If you make your product in America, you will pay no tariffs.
A major concern, however, is that tariffs on imported goods, from fruits and vegetables to auto parts, will lead to higher prices for consumers. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, Republicans won Florida's special congressional elections.
Republicans Jimmy Patronis and Randy Fine, as expected, won special elections in two Florida congressional districts. Fine for a seat vacated by Mike Waltz when he was tapped to become President Trump's national security advisor. Patronis to replace Matt Gaetz. The wins bolster Republicans' margin in the House. It's now 220 to 213. However, Democrats did narrow the voter margins considerably from November in two of the most heavily Republican districts in the country. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Democratic-backed candidate for the Wisconsin Supreme Court has won, preserving the court's 4-3 liberal majority for at least 3 more years. Susan Crawford defeated Republican-backed Brad Schimmel in a race that broke records for spending and became a proxy fight for the nation's political battles. A federal judge has dismissed New York City Mayor Eric Adams' corruption case. Judge Dale E. Ho granted the Justice Department's extraordinary request to set aside criminal charges so the mayor could aid President Trump's immigration crackdown. But the judge denied prosecutors the ability to potentially bring the criminal case back after the mayoral election. Adams had pleaded not guilty to bribery and other charges. The Dow ahead 146 points, the NASDAQ up 94. This is SRN News. Idaho has a new pro-life law.
The legislation targets the public schools, requiring that all students be taught about the development of unborn babies in the womb. Supporters of the legislation say that young people who will one day have to confront the issue of abortion should understand just what is at stake. The human growth and development curriculum will include a high-definition ultrasound presentation of an unborn child. North Dakota and Tennessee have similar laws already. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled that Alabama's attorney general cannot prosecute people and groups who help women and travel to other states to obtain abortions. U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson sided with an abortion fund and medical providers who sued Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall. That's after he suggested they could face prosecution under anti-conspiracy laws. That ruling declared that such prosecutions would violate both the First Amendment and a person's right to travel. This is SRN News. Former NFL player Richard Sherman, the latest sports figure whose home has been burglarized. The Super Bowl champion posted pictures and a video on social media asking if anyone recognized three armed intruders that broke into his house last weekend. Sherman was a 3-time All-Pro and 5-time Pro Bowl defensive back from 2011 to 2021 with Seattle, San Francisco, and Tampa Bay. It really pays to play professional football.
Major League Baseball's average salary broke the $5 million barrier on opening day for the first time ever. That's according to research conducted by the Associated Press. Juan Soto's record $61.9 million payday from the New York Mets led the way.
That's correspondent Rich Thomason. The NFL planning a Christmas Day triple header this year after playing 2 games last year when the holiday fell on a Wednesday, Christmas. This year on a Thursday. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.